Sorry to bum you out. I'm going to ask a would you rather question. And if you think it's option A, you're going to go over there with my ladies. If you think his answer is going to be option B, you're going to go over there with the guys, okay? And if you get it wrong, you will be sent home. No, you're just going to have to sit down. You're just going to have to sit down. Sorry, I got excited. All right. You're all right. All right. All right, so if you're the last one standing, you get his finger cast. You get to take that home with you. All right, so Matt, pick out a would you rather card. Good choice, good choice. All right, everybody stand up. No, I don't know if anything matters, I'm not sure. Would you rather have a tadpole crawl up your nose and gradually turn you into a frog, or a spider lay an egg sac in your ear that hatches over time? Think about it. Give them a chance to move. If you think he's going to pick tadpole, go that way. If you think he's going to pick spiders, go that away. Tadpole, spiders. Think about it, Matt. I know. You got to trust your heart. Trust in the heart of the cards. Yu-Gi-Oh! All right, it looks like everyone has chosen. Man, if you pick spiders, it's gonna get ugly. Is it right? There's no right or wrong. This is if you would pick tadpole in your nose, and this is if the spiders are hatching. So, Matt, tell everybody, would you rather tadpole or spiders?
I'm sorry, guys.
Spiders.
Oh, he knocked out like everybody. He knocked out like everybody. All right, good job. Hey, that's going to make this game kind of trash, so we're just going to do one more.
Are they dead?
They're all dead.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, so he knocked everybody out. So we're going to give everybody else one more shot, so everybody come back to the middle. And remember, when we're done, you're going to all sit back in the middle. So, Matthew, please choose a card. So clearly, they don't know you very well, Matt. All right. Would you rather suffer an hour of Indian burns or 500 noogies? All right. So an hour a straight of Indian burns or 500 noogies? Indian burns, 500 noogies. 1 hour straight Indian burns, 500 noogies. Can't be in the middle. The middle is lava. Let's ask the band. Would you rather go with the noogies or the Indian burns?
Noogies.
Interesting, interesting. I think everybody's chosen. Let's find out how our friend over here would pick.
Noogies for sure, bro. Indian burns are rough.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think I'm tracking. I've never had a really aggressive noogie, though. All right, so would you rather have the straight hour of Indian burns or 500 noogies?
An hour of Indian burns.
Oh, I'm sorry, noogies. Noogies. That's true. 500 noogies would be a while. All right, so you guys, you sad losers, sit down. All right, so we're going to go one more and see how many more we can knock out. So choose a card. All right. All right, this is pretty straightforward. Would you rather have a 7-foot-long tongue or a 7-foot-long neck? So both are sort of giraffe-themed, I guess. All right, so is he going to want a 7-foot-long tongue or a 7-foot-long neck? Let's talk to our friends back here in the band. Would you rather go tongue or neck?
I'd go tongue.
Got a tongue. You could grab stuff with it, right? Would you rather have a 7-foot tongue or neck?
Oh, it's definitely tongue.
Oh, always, always. All right, 7-foot tongue or neck? What do you think?
Probably neck. I don't know. Tongue just seems gross.
7 foot neck. All right. But how would you wear your tie? Would you wear it up at the top or way down at the bottom? Probably at the bottom. All right, pretty even split. Matt, let's get to know Matt a little bit better. Would you go long tongue, giraffe neck?
Well, you know, I like to eat and talk and stuff, so I'd have to go with the neck. I'd rather have a long neck.
He'd rather have a long neck, so tongue, you can be seated. Congratulations. I don't know, you want to do one more? You want to go one more? You want to go one more? All right. Here's what we'll do. We'll do this one, and it can be all in dodgeball style. So everybody's back up. Everybody back up.
Back in, let's go.
You're done a gorilla man gun.
Yeah.
I was going to do that.
Everybody kills him.
Yeah. I was thinking about doing that one. All right. All right. Would you rather scarf down the contents of a bug zapper or consume an entire box of tissues? So if you think he'd rather eat bug zapper bugs or eat a whole box of tissue, bug zapper, tissue. Bug zapper, tissue. I haven't talked to my friend back here yet. Let me come on back here. Would you rather eat what's left over from a long bug zapper experience or a whole box of tissue?
The bug zapper.
It's protein, right? Yeah. It's actual food. Makes sense to me.
That's a no-brainer.
And they're still split 50-50.
I know. Like, what the heck?
They don't trust you, Matt.
I know. Is what it is.
All right, let's find out. And then everybody sit in the middle. Are you going to eat a bug zapper bag? Is it a bag? I don't know. Or are you going to eat a whole box of tissue? How much tissue do you think you could eat?
None.
I mean, zero tissue?
Because tissue just, I mean, wouldn't go through you. I mean, that'd be too hard. I'm sorry, guys, but I would eat bugs all day long.
Bugs, you win it.
Protein, baby, protein.
Yes. And congratulations, surprise. That's what everybody's having for dinner tonight. Yeah. So, bug zapper, barbecue cricket bits. All right, guys. Everybody say thank you to Matt. We know him a lot better now. Some of you would make weird choices like Matt. Some of you would make weird choices not like Matt. And that's beautiful because we're all here together making a good choice to worship God as one people. So can we give God a big round of applause tonight? Not too hard. Not too hard. You have a dislocated finger. All right. Well, guys, I'm going to pray for us, and we're going to kick things off. Have you been blessed this weekend by the music that you've heard? Can we thank God for this band? Come on. No, no. We're not thanking the band. We're thanking God. Let God know that you appreciate what we've experienced this weekend. Come on. Yeah. Well, guys, we are going to pray, and I need you to do me a favor. I need you to not worry about who's sitting next to you or who's sitting behind you or what's going on at home or who people are going to be when you get back to school for the next hour. Can you just let it be you and God? And then whatever you need to do to get closer to God, would you do it? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. God, thank you for this opportunity for us to gather together. Lord, I pray that in the music, in the words, in the lyrics, in the playing, God, in the preaching, in the speaking, in the small groups, in the prayer, in every aspect and every moment of what's left of this weekend, God, that you speak to us. And we know that you're speaking, so really, God, will we listen? Father, I pray that right now everybody in this room says yes. And they pull the earplugs of this world out and they take the chains off of their heart and they say, whatever you want, God, whatever you're saying, I'm listening. And we respond. And we're not worried about what other people will think, and we're not even worried about what we think. We just are worried about what God thinks, and we give him our best. So, Lord, we love you. In your heavenly name, amen.
Come on, y'all, let's stand together and worship.
Release. Oh, Yahweh.
should the counter fights for me, Lord of every victory, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you have torn apart the sea, you have led me through the deep, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh. God by day, sign that you are with me. Your fire by night is the guiding light to my feet. You found me, you found me, you freed me, held back the waters for my release. Oh, Yahweh, you're the God. darkness, your love comes, tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, it is written, Jesus Christ, my living. Such boundless grace, may God of ages step down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross, and the cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me. You have no rival. You have no equal. God, you're the only one worthy in the room tonight. There's no other name. There's no one like you. We worship the name of Jesus tonight, the name that brings healing, forgiveness, the name that breaks heavy chains. The name that heals. The name that all of history hinges on. That name alone is worthy. And it's the name that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess and declare as King and Lord. So God, would you, in your power, come in the room tonight? And as we look to your word, open our eyes, open our ears. God, open our hearts. Give us wisdom and understanding that your word may take root and go deep. And that it would bring forth fruit for your glory, for your kingdom, for your nation. So God, we bow our hearts before you. There's no one like you. Do what only you can do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
My notes has nothing to do, but just don't ever be ashamed to say the name of Jesus. Don't be scared to ever proclaim the name of Jesus, to pray in the name of Jesus, to talk about Jesus, right? To wear Jesus on your shirt, right? To promote the name of Jesus. It's all about Jesus. We have a risen Savior. Amen? Thank you, band. Y'all are awesome. Appreciate your hearts and the leadership of the Spirit and your leading of worship, and I'm excited to be here tonight. Are you excited to be here tonight? I hope so. And I want to start off by saying thank you to your leaders. Can we give it up for our leaders? I said this in our meeting last night. I get jealous of leaders because we preachers preach and we go home or we do our stuff. And the leaders are the ones that I'm jealous of because they get to sit down and have talks with you guys and explain things to y'all on a one-on-one level. And like last night, Grace giving her life to Jesus. Grace gave her life to Jesus. Let's go. I'm so fired up for her and what God's going to do in your life, baby, okay? Surround yourself with godly people, okay? And God will do great things in your life. Look, I love talking about Jesus. I love preaching the word of Jesus. But, you know, we're just people. We're just instruments. And like I said last night, you got to lean in, okay? You got to listen. You got to expect God to speak to your heart. So are you ready to hear from God? Wow, that was pretty bad. I heard me. Y'all ready to hear from God? Yeah. All right, let's do it then. But before we do that, you know, I got to show you. Some of you might have seen this already, but can we throw that airdrop picture I sent to you all ago up here? Y'all just got to check this out. This is a beautiful picture, man. It took my breath away the first time I saw it. And it's about to... Look at that. I mean, that's take my breath away. Where you at? Dion, you the man. Flex force. Good. Okay, the left hand then. But yeah, I should have put it the x-ray picture. Did y'all see the x-ray of it? Y'all can't see from here, but y'all got to see this too. I'm going to try to zoom in a little bit. Look at that. Would you look at it? It's amazing, dude, that you're still walking. I mean, I'd be like, not me. I'd be on my way back home. I'm such a wimp. But no, I'm glad you're here tonight, and I hope you had a great day jumping around. I didn't jump today because I'm old, and I'd be like up here, you're like, no, I'll be whining and complaining because I'm old and stuff. I can't jump like I used to. But hey, who had fun today? Anybody had fun today? Good. Where's that tall dude I saw like doing like